So this is QRR4 practice number one, UFOs aren't aliens ready. The United States has shot down three high-altitude objects in North American airspace in as many days. While it has not been confirmed exactly what these objects were or where they came from, they're very unlikely to be first contact with visitors from outer space. The U.S. Air Force General overseeing North American airspace said on Sunday, after a series of shoot-downs of unidentified objects, that he would not rule out aliens or any other explanation yet, deferring to U.S. intelligence experts. Asked whether he had ruled out an extraterrestrial origin for three airborne objects shot down by U.S. warplanes in as many days, General Glenn Van Herk said, "I'll let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figure that out. I haven't ruled out anything. At this point, we continue to assess every threat or potential threat unknown that approaches North America with an attempt to identify it," Mr. Van Herk, head of the U.S. North American Aerospace Defense Command and Northern Command. Mr. Van Herk's comments came during a Pentagon briefing on Sunday after a U.S. F-16 fighter jet shot down an octagonal-shaped object over Lake Huron on the U.S.-Canada border. The incidents over the past 3 days follow the February 4 downing of a Chinese balloon that put North America air defenses on high alert. U.S. officials said that balloon was being used for surveillance. The most likely explanation is that they're balloons, either civilian devices designed to monitor weather or military technology from the People's Republic of China, similar to the one that made headlines the week before. Such incursions are not new, and China's surveillance balloon fleet is believed to have targeted 40 countries across five continents going back to at least the Trump administration. Britain will undertake a security review in the wake of the incursion of Chinese spy balloons into Western airspace, the Defence Secretary has said. Ben Wallace will work with the US and other close partners to analyse intelligence and assess dangers posed by the balloons. The review will be used to help decide whether any changes need to be made to the surveillance of British airspace. MPs have warned that balloons may have already crossed over the UK, a possibility the Ministry of Defence has refused to rule out. It comes amid increasing fears over the threat from China as the US on Sunday night shot down a fourth suspected spy balloon in just over a week. On Sunday night, Mr. Wallace said, "The UK and her allies will review what these airspace intrusions mean for our security. This development is another sign of how the global threat picture is changing for the worse, under mounting pressure to take a harder line on China." On Friday, Liz Truss is set to warn of the threat from Beijing in her first public speech since quitting Downing Street. Last week, the White House said Chinese balloons had been spotted over five continents but did not reveal where. The first balloon was spotted floating over military installations in North Carolina and shot down last Saturday. A smaller balloon was shot down over Alaska on Friday, followed by another one on Saturday over the Canadian province of Yukon. On Sunday, the US military said it had downed another identified object flying over Lake Huron, which divides the US state of Michigan and the Canadian province of Ontario. China claimed it was preparing to shoot down an object near its coast, but gave no further information. Mr. Wallace has previously said that if one of the balloons was sighted over the UK, he would shoot it down. Alicia Kearns, who chairs the Commons Foreign Affairs Select Committee, said, "British airspace is protected by an exceptional quick reaction force, which has proved itself very capable against unknown and hostile aircraft. The US will share with us and Five Eyes allies its conclusions on the capabilities of the Chinese balloons, and at that point an internal review of our ability to identify, track, disrupt and destroy these balloons will be undertaken." The spy balloons are the latest development in the UK's increasingly fractious relationship with China. 2 years ago, Britain ordered 5G mobile networks to eliminate technology from the Chinese from Huawei over security concerns. And there are claims that the country's Confucius Institutes are being used to spread Communist Party propaganda and spy on students in British universities. Last year, government departments were banned from installing Chinese CCTV equipment at sensitive sites due to national security concerns. It came after a Hikvision camera caught then Health Minister Matt Hancock embracing his lover in his office. Sir Ian Duncan Smith, the former Tory leader, urged the government to stop kowtowing to Beijing, citing as an example the Foreign Office inviting the governor of Xinjiang province for a meeting, even though he has been accused of human rights abuses against Uyghurs. Sir Ian will take part in a protest outside the Foreign Office on Monday and has backed calls for Erkin Tuniyaz to be arrested if he sets foot in the country. He urged the government to come clean over whether spy balloons have been spotted over the UK, adding, China looks at us and sees we are weak. It is ludicrous for Rishi Sunak to say when he is standing for the leadership that he wants to characterise China as a strategic threat, but then say it is just a strategic challenge. Tobias Elwood, the chairman of the Commons Select Defence Select Committee, said that if Parliament was sitting, he would be raising a question on whether the balloons had been seen above the UK. He said, I want to know. If this is what China is doing, what is our response? This is intrusion and intelligence gathering.